Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, brought to you by Spotify. Boom! Cha-ching! Jason?
Yeah.
Open your duffel bag because I'm pouring in the cash.
Okay. We've got one of those wind machines that blow all the money around.
Spotify not only made us, not only did they make themselves a sponsor, but they're blowing cash into my window, straight into my living room.
Oh, David, look out. It's too much money. Okay. Oh, no, you're getting crushed.
All right, fuck this. Yeah, it's too much money. All right, let's roll the intro music. All right, guys, what's up? Welcome back to Views. Apparently Spotify liked the last time we plugged them, which is really cool because I don't even know what we said, but I guess it was a really positive thing we were talking about. Jason, dude, I fucking hate when Jason checks the little podcast equipment because he completely tunes out.
I'm checking the levels. I do sound and I am talent. Okay? Yeah. So if you want to hire a sound person or a talent person.
Sure.
You can. I have two jobs here while you kick back with your fucking cool hair.
If only the talent was as good as the sound guy.
Well, joke's on you, motherfucker, because I've been doing both the whole time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Sounds good and funny. I'm bringing it to the table.
Guys, Jason is a 45-year-old divorced dad who now has a girlfriend named Trisha, and he has two mm-hmm. kids, mm-hmm. and he's a hard time talking to his ex-wife. Mm-hmm. I'm 21. Everything's great. Now you've caught up with our story.
I am so glad that now we can actually fucking... You know, I've given so much to this podcast over the years.
What do you mean?
The 40 years we've been doing this. I've given so... I was talking about this the other day. I give everything. I go into my life. I give you... I let you do the nitty-gritty, all the stuff with Trisha. And what happens here?
Sure, you like...
Can't bring up your relationship.
For 6 months.
For 6 months.
Yeah.
So now, my friend, now it is payback.
Sure.
Tell us everything.
I won't say everything, but I'll talk about it like because I don't want to talk about it without Liza. I'm not going to get into like the gritty
stuff. She's right here.
No, she's not. You look like you just held up a head, like you decapitated her.
Well, that's in your mind. I would never
no,
do that.
No. Liza and I broke up.
What?
Fuck off. We broke up like 6 months ago and we were kind of just like figuring things out and kind of, yeah, doing the whole figuring thing out for the last 6 months. And we just decided that we were comfortable enough to share with everybody. So we made a video and it got like a really good response from people.
Well, I'm satisfied with that answer. We can move on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was quick. I'm like, no, I want to talk about it more.
Let's talk about it.
What was I going to say?
How are you doing?
Okay. This is what I will say.
Yeah.
Is, I was like 2-3 months in. None of our friends knew about the breakup, and I remember
we kind of knew.
Yeah, and I remember but towards the second or third month, that's where you guys started to get suspicions,
right?
Because you guys were like, okay, why didn't they post on Valentine's Day?
Right.
Like, what's going on?
Sure.
And I remember the first person I told like after 3 months was Scott,
right.
And Scott was like my guy. That was talking to you guys, and he knew about the actual breakup.
Yeah.
So Scott told me that one day you went up to him, and you were like, "What the fuck are we doing? Yeah. Why are we scared to talk to him about this? If this was our lives, he'd be all up in it with a camera. Why don't we have enough courage to do this shit?" Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, I said to him, "I said this is bullshit. I get my relationship raked over the coals.
Yeah,
and you're just get off scot free because everyone's like, oh, David, no, he's hurting right now." He's all alone in his $2.6 million house.
Yeah. No, I mean,
David just walked in and he just goes, holy shit, bro. This fucking house is lit.
Because Cheeky just cleaned
Who
it.
Who lives here? Does that every time. And it is kind of endearing. And it is a nice house.
It is
I'm
nice.
Glad you know what? I'm glad you appreciate things. It's nice.
It gets better every time. Right now, guys, in our studio, aka our living room, we have live audience members. We have Bruce, who actually recorded our intro song. We have Carly, Bruce's boyfriend, who's actually his girlfriend. Excuse me, sorry. I think I messed that up. And then we have Zayn Hijazi. He is Heath's friend. We told him to be quiet.
You can't not be loud.
And he came with a bag of Cheetos. So, yep, those are his Cheetos.
Great.
Zayn, say hi so people know you're here.
Hi, I'm here.
So Zane's gonna be here listening to our entire podcast. Jason,
Zane loves to come in when my kids are asleep and just yell.
Yeah,
just straight up yell,
bro.
Be like, baby, I don't have a video for tomorrow.
Isn't that funny that that's how they talk?
Baby, yeah, they say baby in front of everything.
Zane and Heath, they say baby in front of everything.
Mm-hmm.
We have two friends,
like
Zane and
Hollywood
Heath,
agents,
and they're kids from Florida, and they say baby in front of everything, and it's so weird because no one else talks like them in our group until you're sitting in a room with them. Then everyone starts talking like them.
It is infectious.
It's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the chicken pox.
And they always have Coke on them, which is great.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, now he's going to be so pissed we said it. Look at his face. You heard us. They always have Coke on them. Motherfucker. No, I don't. He goes. We just found out. Oh, by the way, we're going on tour. I feel like we've said it a lot.
Yeah, well, it's good to say because people are coming to see us.
We're going on tour.
We'll be in Boston on Saturday. We're super excited. My mom's going to be there.
It's in Massachusetts.
My dad's going to be there. My sister's going to be there. And we're flying in. David booked the flights at 11:45 p.m.
Yeah.
Which is great.
We're going to get there at 5 in the morning.
Fucking idea. Once again, David, we get there totally exhausted.
Sure,
well
sure.
done on the booking.
Of course.
I specifically asked if we could come a little later.
Okay.
So.
I think I've had enough.
So distracting.
They're walking around. Zane just choked on a Cheeto and you couldn't hear it.
I can't cough because it's going to make noise. I just want to enjoy myself here.
Don't you have a $1.6 million house that you can go to?
Well, David said you guys want to come on. So we came
over. Zane, grab Jason's mic real quick. I want to talk to you about something. Okay, wait, don't pull it any further. Okay, this is Zayn Hijazi. Fun fact, Zane, I let you borrow $60,000 the other day, right?
Why are you bringing that up again? That's not fair.
The other and by the other day, I mean like
3 months ago.
3 months ago, and Zane, this is my favorite part, because Zane borrowed it because he needed to show the bank that he had more money so he can buy his house, right? So I'm like, yeah, totally. Like, I know he'll pay me back. I'm still not worried about it. But 2 months go by, and I'm just like, Zane, how much money do you have in your bank account right now? And he goes,
zero.
he goes 40 grand. And I'm like, oh, that's not including my money. And he's like, no, that's including your money. He was never supposed to spend my money. It was only supposed to make it look like he had money.
So I ended up using the 60 grand.
So now I've been waiting for a couple months. I know he'll pay me back, but it's just like a fun thing that
will I?
I don't fucking know.
Because every time you forget in these intervals, but they get longer and longer every time.
No, Natalie has it on like the top of her, my assistant has it on the top of her list every day. She asks me, she's like, should I talk to Zane about your money? And I go, nah, you're good.
Oh, you bitch. That's not being a good friend.
But yeah, so that's Zane Hijazi, guys.
But yeah, but I'm actually, fun fact, I'm actually returning my G-Wagon that I cannot afford.
Zane bought a G-Wagon, which was how much?
It was 130 grand.
$130,000.
That was with your 60 grand.
Yeah, that's where my money went. And you're returning it. You're returning it mm-hmm. because you want like a cheaper car.
Don't fucking Cheetos on this podcast. Do not put the fucking Cheetos away while you have my microphone. I saw him. He totally stalled there, and then he was like, and then his brain was like, oh no, don't grab the Cheetos.
yes, I am. Where were we at?
Yeah, you're returning your car, and you're getting a cheaper one because you realize you don't need an expensive car.
Exactly. I'm not broke, but I think it's stupid that I'm driving around in a $130,000 car,
especially when you owe your friend 60 grand.
Exactly. It doesn't look very good. It's very irresponsible, and I'm making the smart decision to do that.
It's tough to be broke when you borrow so much money from your friends.
I don't think no, I'm not broke. It's just all my money is in this very expensive house right now.
Yeah, you bought a new house.
Yeah,
it was $1.6 million.
Yes,
and are you enjoying it?
Not right now.
It's first of all,
because it's a flipper. What I'm doing is I'm slowly putting money into the house. Why are you smiling like this?
Because
it's hard to see me as an adult.
Because it's funny to say that it's a flipper when you spend $1.6 million on it.
Like Zane's like, it's not much of a house right now. The only thing I'm flipping is my G-Wagon.
I just keep imagining Zane with flippers in that outfit.
Well, Zane bought this house, and $1.6 million is surprisingly cheap for a house here, which is fucking crazy. And he's planning on renovating it and making $10,000 off it or something. But it's gonna be
it's hard when you owe someone money and then the time goes on and it feels like less and less that it's their money.
Yeah,
it feels more and more like the money's been in my account for a while. Now it feels more like mine.
100%.
Yeah,
when he pays me $60,000,
yeah,
it'll feel like I did a job. I'll be like, oh my god, thank you, because it's in my head.
Yeah,
the $60,000 that he owes me is completely gone. Like, it doesn't belong to me anymore.
Yeah, good job, Zane.
Good job.
Way to make $60,000.
You fucked me over.
Can you give me a shout out?
Yeah,
it's like a job, it's an integration. Yeah, 100%,
guys, go subscribe to Zane's YouTube channel. Real good stuff. Jason, we got an email from Claire. She said, "Don't say my name."
Let's
do it. Jesus Christ, what's with people saying that?
I've been with you all day, and I can't. I think we spent too much time together today.
Why?
Oh, we went and surprised Jonah.
Did you ignore the fact that I said we got an email from Claire?
Yeah, I did. Go ahead. Claire.
My name is Claire. I'm 22. I love listening to you guys, and I'm hoping you can help me out. So I graduated college and admit I'm a serial monogamist. What does that mean?
You don't know what monogamy is?
No, I do. Okay. But it sounds so insane. Monogamist is where you... Where it's one relationship, right?
Yeah.
It's such an intense word for that.
Yes, it is.
I met someone at a party. Literally, I think it was like 3 weeks ago, and they were like, "Yeah, I'm a monogamist." I'm like, "Oh my god, that's fucking insane!" I literally said that, and then they were explaining to me, they're like, "What? You're not?" And I'm like, "No, I could never be with more than one person."
You just learned the word monogamy, monogamist.
Yeah, yeah, got it. It's because it's such a fucking intense word.
Yeah, it makes me think of wood.
I guess.
Monogamist.
A monogamist. It's like, yeah. I'm a monogamist. Why don't you just say you like
a monogamist?
You like one person. I don't know.
Right. Well,
and then what's polygamous? Polygamous?
Polygamy would be multiple, yeah. Okay. It's language, I mean.
Anyway, she just graduated college, and she admits she's a serial monogamist. She's been dating her college boyfriend for almost 3 years now, and shit's getting real. We're graduated, both have jobs, and are possibly going to move in together.
Serial monogamous, that's such a silly word, too.
Thank you.
It's like you date people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to date.
You're a human.
Yeah.
You're a regular person.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, we're graduated, both have jobs, and are possibly going to move in together once he relocates back home at the end of the year. I really think he is a dream and the one I want to marry, but I'm just not at that point yet. I'm so young, and to feel settled makes me feel old and like I want to thrive and be wildly independent. How do you tell someone you love that right now isn't the time?
Why are you crying right now? Dave, are you crying?
Fuck this. Fuck you, Claire. This is literally right on. Maybe she sent this before our video, because this is literally exactly what the video is about.
Right.
How do you tell someone you love that right now isn't the time and that there truly isn't something wrong? Holy fuck. I'm so stuck and don't know if I should basically throw that love away for something hypothetical or hold on to it, because IDK, if someone will love me like that again, help. Whoa, that's fucking spot on. Mm-hmm. That shit was going through my head.
You know what I'm thinking?
What?
You and Claire get together.
You're a fuck.
Maybe this is how it happens.
Claire, can you
what?
I was just going to tell her to watch my last video, because I really don't know how to explain it. What would you say?
She's too young. She her instincts are correct.
Jason was always, this is why I was so pissed when Liza and I broke up, is because Jason was fucking right. Jason would always go, "You're not going to last. You're too young." And like one of the first things I said, I'm like, "Liza, are you sure fucking Jason's going to be right if we go through with this?"
Is that true?
Yeah. No, genuinely.
What did Liza say?
She's like, I know.
I fucking hate Jason.
Yeah, that's we actually broke up the first year, but we stuck together for another year just because we hated you.
Just to prove me wrong.
No.
I hate being like that. But, you know, unfortunately, I've been through the mill. And it fucking sucks.
You're right, but I wouldn't say that about anybody else.
Oh, I would.
I know. You did.
I mean, name a couple that got together at 21 and stays together.
My parents.
Yeah, but I mean, they got together at 21?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why you want it so bad, because your parents stayed together.
No, I actually don't know my parents. But Michael Lindsay,
so
my
mom. You made that up.
Yeah, I made that up.
Oh, you fucking asshole. What are we doing here? Should we just stop recording?
my friend's parents, actually, Michael's parents, they.
Michael?
Yeah, Michael Lindsay.
Who's that?
I surprised him with the car.
Oh, Michael, yeah.
Yeah, Michael. Yeah, his parents met in high school. They were high school sweethearts.
And that's something you aspire to?
No, I don't aspire to.
We live many lives.
I just think it's possible. You know what we were talking about the other day? Carly and Bruce were over. They're here right now. And we were talking about, we were watching Shane Dawson's video about the flat earth theory.
Yeah.
And how the earth is flat. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean.
You know what I fucking hate about you?
What?
I'm going to keep it short this time.
Tell me.
It's
my good looks.
No,
my everlasting smile.
It's you're too realistic. Like with things. Do you know what I mean?
And you act like a kid.
I don't act like a kid.
I'm too realistic. I'm too in reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
well, I mean, you say things that are just so stupid. I mean, what am I supposed to say?
It's.
What do you want me to say?
I was.
The world's flat, David. Yeah.
No, not that.
Maybe. Well, no. I mean, do you have, like, have you ever watched PBS? Have you ever watched fucking Science?
No. Okay.
Neil deGrasse
no.
Tyson. Have you ever talked to him?
Let me talk. See, you're doing this thing again. No. The thing that bothers me is a religious conversation we had the other day.
Sure.
I'm not super religious, but I was like, is there an afterlife? And you're like, absolutely fucking not.
Yeah.
And that still frustrates me to this day because you have no fucking clue. Mm-hmm. You have no clue. Do you know what I mean?
You live in this world where everything has gone right for you your entire life. You came out of the fucking womb.
A fucking psychopath.
You got on YouTube. You went to high school.
I came out of the womb
High school. Sure. Everything was perfect for you. You were friends with everybody.
Sure.
You get along with a lot of different people. You have a lot of charm. So you got along with the jocks and you got along with the nerds and you fucking did cheering and shit like that. And you lifted girl's skirt. You looked up girl's skirts and you lifted it in the air. I don't know if you did that.
No,
I take that back.
I didn't actually do cheering.
I take that. Yeah, you were a male cheerleader.
No.
Yes, you were.
I was in the crew.
Dude, you were beat up by a girl last week in Topanga Canyon.
I was not a male cheerleader.
You were beat up by a girl on bath salts.
There were cheerleaders and then there was a group of us guys who weren't playing the sports, but we were cheering. Fuck. Well, okay, we were the male cheerleaders. We were guy cheerleaders.
No, you. What were you called? The
We were called the crew.
The crew?
You're a fuck.
You know the football team. You know the football coach was like, oh, fuck, the crew. It's like, fucking male cheerleaders.
No, it wasn't like that. There were male cheerleaders.
Yeah, and I'll tell you another thing.
And
you call me a pussy all the time. We went and got those snakes down in Garden Grove. Who fucking took the snake bite? Me.
Snakes?
Yeah. You wouldn't get bit by the snake.
I couldn't. Dude, I couldn't fucking. I can hold the camera and get bitten by the snake.
You know, you said it to me. You said it to me off camera. You were like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And you know what? Everyone's like, why does David make you do that shit? I run into kids. You know what they say to me? They have no respect for me. Little kids come up to me. They'll be like, say hi to David. Say hi to David. We saw two kids in Santa Monica last week. And the kid goes, yo, man, why you let him treat you like that? Like, no respect. And
sure.
I said, and then I told him, I choked him. I put my arms around his little neck. And I said, I took that snake bite, motherfucker. He wouldn't. And I took it so we could get out of there so I could go home and see my kids.
Sure, sure.
That's the truth. And if you want to hear more about it, come to Lynn, Massachusetts on Saturday because I'm going to be on fire.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot planned?
When you light me on fire.
Did you know that every single episode of Views is now on Spotify?
Yeah, I did know that.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm fucking realistic.
Then I'm not going to read the rest of this ad.
No, I love Spotify.
Yeah, the same app that has...
I've been on Spotify for 15 years.
Stay on the script. The same app that has millions of songs now also has thousands of podcasts. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite shows. Ahem. This is the part where I get fucked up. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite shows. Ahem. Oh, I got it. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite shows.
This is our best sponsor we've ever had, and you are fucking it up. Do you want to do it again?
Yeah.
Take it from the top. Guys, Spotify, we love you. We're going to leave David another
on
shot.
On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite shows.
You do what the crew would have done.
Yeah. No. S-P-O-T-I-F-Y. On Spotify.
And get ready for David Dobrik's crew.
On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite shows and discover new ones. Just not too many. We get jealous very easily. To subscribe to our show, search for Views. Tap follow and get every new episode delivered to you. Podcasts on Spotify. They're streaming right now and now and now. Boom. Fucking amazing.
Yeah, I listen to tons of podcasts on there.
I don't listen to many podcasts.
You don't? You should.
I can't really seem to get into podcasts. I feel like I'm just not...
Yeah, I hate when we drive with you. You don't listen to music. Again, joyless. And you don't listen to music. You don't listen to anything.
Holy shit.
What happened? Are you looking at your tweets again?
No, I'm looking at an email. Okay. There's an award show, right? For the Billboard Awards. It's for an ongoing top social artist.
Okay.
That's the award.
Okay.
Ariana Grande is in third with 500,000 votes.
Okay.
Justin Bieber is in second with a little over 500,000 votes. And BTS, the K-pop group.
Mm-hmm.
You know BTS.
I know BTS.
Guess how many votes they have. Justin Bieber has 500,000 and Ariana Grande is like
5 million.
80 fucking million votes.
Wow.
What the fucking shit? 80 million votes.
And that's worldwide votes?
Yeah. That's unreal.
Yeah, I,
dude,
I saw them
like fucking next level. Where the fuck did they come? They popped on like in like a year.
But it's a group that changes, right? There's different members that come in. They've been around for 20, 30 years, BTS, right?
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, they interchange the members.
Yeah, Zane, go. Zane wants to add. Zane.
Yeah, no, he's right. They've been around for many years, and dude, that like that demographic is like huge.
Wait, they've been around for many years?
Yeah, like well, that just that like.
So it's like if I named the band One Direction and cycled it out with different boys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is this like the best group of them that they've ever been? Because why is it that like now I'm hearing about them everywhere?
I think the South Korean government, they I saw a story about this. They decided that they're like, we don't make anything. So like we can't export anything, so we're gonna export culture. So they put like all their best minds towards culture, and that was one of the things that they did was like they have like great beauty products, and they have like literally like they put time into like exporting.
That's insane.
Music.
That's insane.
And like the BTS guys are like all involved in the beauty project the beauty products. So they like if you're in BTS, you have to like promote certain beauty products. Have you heard about donkey milk?
Donkey milk?
I guess you get donkey milk in Korea, and that's like it's
really, that's amazing.
It sells a lot. Yeah, really helps your face. I mean, as you can tell.
What a pivot! This is the low part of our podcast. It's only up from here, guys.
I like talking
the
about
the donkey milk portion is as shitty as it gets.
Hang on, I can take a little bit lower.
Sophia just emailed me saying, "I'm 13. Keep in mind, I have a friend that cheated on her boyfriend with our mutual friend twice. Now they're broken up, and she's really depressed about it. And she won't stop bugging him because she apparently loves him. Should I tell her something or leave her alone to deal with it herself?" Just whatever. Who cares? That one's too tricky. And you're 13. If someone's cheating on someone when they're 13, it's just not a real relationship.
What are you going to do, David, now? What are you going to do now you're not with Liza? I'm worried about you.
What do you mean? Like, what am I? How am I going to?
I'm worried.
How am I going to stay happy?
I'm worried about that. And here's what I'm worried.
Actually?
Yeah, of course I'm worried about your happiness. I think about you all the time.
Well, no, I think we're really... I literally just saw her today and it was great.
This is what I'm worried about.
Okay, fuck.
Because you don't want to get into this situation... Where you're, well, listen, because I did it.
Sure.
You know, like you're with her, and then that can be
like a crutch.
Yeah, crutch. It's like, yeah, you know what I mean.
Sure.
You like, when are you gonna move on? I think that's what the people want to know.
just start crying. I don't know. That's something I haven't thought about.
You haven't thought about
that's
it
something
enough.
I'm just gonna like let it happen. Like I'm living day to day on that.
I did that with my ex, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, where I was like,
you still love her though.
I still love my. Are you serious? Were you trying to fucking have Trisha light me on fire tonight? What are you doing to me?
Wait, hold on. You want me to cut that out? No, Trisha, I'm kidding. Please don't fucking.
Fuck, she's here. She heard.
She's banging.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You just hear glass shatter in the background. It's just smoke. It starts smoking in the room. She pops out of nowhere like a magician. Fucking
she
shit.
Does a somersault. Comes up with an AK.
What do you think the hardest part about a public relationship is?
The hardest part? Oh, well.
For you.
I'll tell you,
figuring out what to title your videos.
Yeah, that's always hard. I read the comments today on Trisha's video, and I was like,
"You have a really public relationship. Like, you have next fucking level. Like, I think you have the most public relationship out of anybody I know and anybody I've ever seen in my life."
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, yours is pretty public.
Yeah, but you guys like broadcast your fights. You broadcast every single bad moment. The only time you guys got in a fight and you couldn't film it was when Trisha was butt naked and you didn't want to get demonetized. like that's, you guys fucking, you literally broadcast everything. And it's like,
but I like that. I like to see that. Like if I shoot with her all weekend,
it's great to watch.
If I shoot with her all weekend, right? And then I'm like, okay, I've got some really funny moments. I've got some really boring moments. I've got this fight. And now I'm like, okay, I've got to assemble this and make the most entertaining thing I can. I'm like, how can you not put the fight in? How can you not?
Sure.
I feel like I'm like cheating people if I don't show the fight.
I feel like if I'm cheating people, if I leave stuff for my private life. No, I get it.
I mean, yeah, I guess. But I mean, that. Look, when I spoke with Andrea Russett and I asked her to find me a girlfriend and I said I wanted to date someone on YouTube, I said it for a reason.
Yeah, because she does the same thing as you.
Yeah, because it's I don't know. It's work and it's fun and I do love her.
So what's the toughest part about it being public? You were talking about comments.
The toughest part is probably like she'll start to like maybe say something in the video that I don't like, and she's clearly acting and she's doing it for the camera, and then I never realized how sensitive I was. I'm really sensitive, and I'll be like, "What the fuck? Like, what are you saying right now?"
You are sensitive.
And then she'll be like,
"You're a bitch."
Okay, the crew. Maybe you can give me a cheer, make me feel better.
Yeah.
What were some of the cheers? Tell me, and tell me when that woman hit you in the face.
Bro, this isn't about me, please.
How many times has a woman beaten you up before?
Is none that of the your only fucking time? Business. None of your fucking business. That's. That's something for me to know and you to not find out.
Are you
going to
go on Tinder?
Am I going to go on Tinder?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Are you going on Bumble?
Tinder's a fucking scary place.
About Raya? Raya, that's like the, you know, that's like the cool one you could get on it too because you're famous.
I think I got a while before I can.
You probably wouldn't do a dating app, right?
No, I don't think so. That dude, I'm telling you, I used to do dating apps like, and I used to be one of those guys that was like, I'm doing it as a joke.
Right.
And, you know, like I would say like, I just do it when I'm bored, but like I would like actually like use them. You know what I mean?
Would you date someone who was like a lawyer? Would you date someone who wasn't in the entertainment business?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I was just curious.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I mean, like, do you think that would fit your lifestyle?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what works. I have no idea.
Would you, because Zane, you're eating those sunflower seeds. I'm going to fucking choke you.
Zane.
I, there is no way for you not to be loud.
Zane is sitting 2 feet away from Jason. Zane is sitting 2 feet away from Jason and fucking destroying sunflower chips. I don't think he's even eating any. I think he's just breaking them apart. Actually, Carly and Bruce that are sitting here with us, they met on Tinder. They met on Tinder and they've been dating for, 2 years now? That's amazing. Bruce, how old are you? 29. And Carly is 18. She, when they met, she was 14. No, she's 27. But they have a really successful Tinder relationship. I don't like when people fucking talk down on those dating apps.
They're awful.
I don't. Why?
Oh, they're so bad.
I don't like doing them because
I wasted so much. That's one of my favorite things about being with Trisha. Like,
oh, it's the time.
The time and the.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay.
It was really bad for me.
No, that's different. You're complaining about like it taking so much time, but I don't like when people are like, that's fucking gross. You met someone on Tinder.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because, no, if it works.
90% of people on Tinder are saying that about the person they met. Like they're like, yeah, but he's from Tinder. You know, like the you know what I mean? Like everyone thinks that Tinder's kind of gross.
Yeah.
But like they're all 90% of the people are pretty fucking normal people.
I think when I heard that Bruce and Carly met on Tinder, I went, oh, cool. It worked for someone.
Yeah. But, no, it definitely
worked for them. But like,
there's been
a
lot of people married that have been married off Tinder.
And then a lot of people go on there and they have a great time.
Yeah.
Like Trisha loved being on Tinder.
She probably still is.
I hope not.
I hope not.
I went through her WhatsApp the other day.
Really?
Yeah. She's got her WhatsApp still. We had to delete it. We deleted it in my video today.
What's a WhatsApp? Is that like secret like
WhatsApp
text messages?
Is like when you're overseas, you can communicate that way. Like,
she's fucking some French dudes.
No. She there was no like she. There's just guys that were still texting her, but she hadn't answered. So her nose is clean. Really? We were doing tons of coke, but her nose is clean.
No, and a bunch
she
of guys
like that joke. All right, I won't do it again.
No, it's just crazy that a bunch of guys still message her.
Yeah, you know, it was funny. Like she was, I read some of the older messages she had, and they were the same fights that I have with her. You know, they're like, "You're fucking crazy," and she's like, "Oh yeah, I'm crazy. Well, you're the fucking one that did this." And I'm like, "This is just like look like our texts."
It's so crazy because like I find that really weird because I know when I was single before I started dating Liza, like I'd get like an average amount of DMs. Sure. You know what I mean? Like sure. Like.
Of course.
Very minimal, like very, very minimal. But
I
like,
I doubt it.
But like, oh, thank
Don't
you.
Don't be modest.
Thank you. You're I get a lot. Yeah, I get a good amount.
Come on.
No, no but I would get like a very few DMs. And then when we started dating and like we like announced that we were dating, I don't think I've gotten a DM from anybody in the last 2 years that was anything like provocative at all. Like no one's, because no one.
No, you get a lot of DMs. You just no, can't dude, sort through them all.
No, I swear. Like,
Be honest about your fame and your success. Please.
I'll go through.
Just be honest about it.
What do you mean?
You're very famous, and you have a lot of fucking young girls that hit you up. You can't possibly go through all your DMs.
Dude,
I know you
through,
can't.
I go through enough DMs, and I'm not fucking
not
with
one.
You. I'm not fucking.
Give me
with
the
you.
DMs. I will find a horny girl in there that no, was looking
stop,
to get
stop.
With you.
In the last 2 years, people have really been respectful of like my relationship, and have not fucking done that at all.
I doubt it.
Dude, I promise. It's fucking crazy.
I'll bet you $10,000 that I can go through your DMs tonight and find one girl that was like sending you a picture of her snatch. Guaranteed. It's probably...
Listen, I know this is some fucking freaky fetish you wanted. You've been wanting to ask me for a while, but no can do, old man.
Okay, listen.
And I hope Trisha does fucking listen to this, you fucking creep, wanting to go through my DMs. No.
Okay, fine. So I'll take you at your word. You're saying that
people
respect your relationship. No one respects mine. Fucking guys are DMing Trisha left and right. Literally, like, she'll get...
It's also because Trisha's had a lot of, like, different guys in her life, so it's different.
Yeah.
I haven't had... Like, those are the people that are hitting up Trisha are her like ex-boyfriends or ex-lovers. Like,
I guess so.
I haven't had like really any like that, so it's a lot more rare.
All
but
right.
But yeah.
Zane, can I get another line of coke?
No more coke during our podcast, and no more eating sushi. Those are the two things you're not allowed to do. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So I'm 20, and me and my boyfriend, who is also 20, have been together for a little over a year. We both go to the same college, but I dorm, and he lives with his mom. We hang out at his house, I go to family events, and spend the night multiple times. However, over the summer, when I got back...
Can you read these slower? Because I can never follow them. And I'm not sure if it's that I don't care, or that your voice is really
sure,
monotone.
Sure.
Go slow
okay.
from this one. Okay, I'm going to listen. I'm going to try to listen right now.
However,
and care about this 16-year-old. When did the show turn into fucking Dear Abby? Like, why do we read these fucking things?
I don't know. I genuinely enjoy them.
We literally don't have any other content.
You don't like talking about them? I can fuck this. Who cares?
No, now I want to hear it. I'm just being an asshole.
No, just fuck it.
I want to hear it. Please, one more. No, I like him.
Julia's going to cry herself to sleep tonight because...
And why do they go, hi, my name's Julia. Don't say my name. There's a million fucking Julias in the world, bitch. Like, what? Like, why? They're just so stupid.
Okay.
Go.
Listen, she's 20.
Try to care.
She's trying to care. Okay, she's 20 and she likes someone else that's 20. Okay.
It's also like really hard to give advice. It's always so stupid.
The water's running in my house. Should I turn it off?
It's like, yeah, fucking turn it off, 15-year-old.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Okay. Over the summer when I go back home, which is only an hour away from his house, and he's never allowed to spend
the night. Start from the beginning. Dear David.
No, they don't even say that.
Okay,
she fucking loves this guy,
okay,
and she rarely sees him. He's never allowed to spend the night because her mom says so. I'm trying to be patient and persuade him to tell his mom how he feels about this whole thing, and he says it's not worth starting an argument. My parents think I should start to seem uninterested in spending the night at his house and try to get him to miss me so he'll realize what his mom is preventing him
Why
from doing.
Why are you reading so fast?
Bottom line is, he can't spend the night at her place because his mom won't let her.
Okay.
And she's going to pretend to be uninterested, so he'll realize, oh shit, she's not going to come over to my place anymore. I have to go over there. But her patience is running thin. She's getting her own place soon and have a lot of freedom.
Are you guys following this?
It's not a serious like question.
You're right. It's not that fucking serious. Yeah. Julia, you wasted her time. it's not that serious. You're right.
So I want to understand it.
You know, I used to listen. Read it one more time.
Read it slow.
I can't. It's a 40-minute podcast, bro.
Good. We got 7 more minutes to fill. Read it word by word. You know what? This is, we always try to have to be so funny here. Who gives a shit? We're making our money. Fucking
Spotify's here already, baby.
Yeah, like,
fuck
no,
this.
No one cares. People are here because
the checks are cut.
Let's be honest.
Let's read this shit.
People are here because you're cute. Okay?
You think?
And you picked up this old man along the way, and people think that's funny and endearing. So, you know, I'm listen, I stepped in shit, and I love it. I'm riding it for as much as I can.
You stepped in shit.
But it doesn't really matter if we're funny or not. Dude. Stepped in shit, that's an old expression.
Yeah, no,
Did
I
you know.
Know
the expression?
No, I don't, but
it's like they would say that. I got lucky. I stepped in shit.
Oh, that's saying you got lucky?
Yeah, my mom and dad used to say that. Oh, that fucking guy fucking got his restaurant around
sure,
the corner.
Sure, sure, sure.
He stepped in shit.
Bro, can I tell you something?
Yeah, Natalie doesn't talk loud enough. Go ahead.
No. So I was at tennis camp when I was younger.
Oh, I love your tennis stories.
This isn't that good.
I love imagining you as an athlete.
This isn't that good, but I was sitting with a bunch of older kids. I was like maybe 12 years old.
Okay.
And like one of the girls was like doing some sneaky shit in her like camp room, like across like she was doing drugs or something. And okay. we knew, but we didn't want to tell like the heads of the tennis camp. And I'm sitting with the older kids and it's like 5 older kids and me, like they're like four or five years older than me. And like the head counselor guy comes in, he goes, "Hey, have you guys seen Rebecca?" And I turn to him because everyone's so fucking nervous to say anything. And I turn to him and I go, "No, I honestly haven't seen her at all." And he walks away and the fucking older kids in the room go, "Holy shit, bro. You are the best fucking liar I've ever seen. You have to be an actor or some shit." And then we talked about me being an actor. I shit you not, for like 15, 20 fucking minutes.
Really?
And then like that's what got me going. I'm like, yeah, I should be a fucking entertainer. I did fucking tell this guy off. Like, I was like with a straight face.
Oh,
like
from that moment.
Yeah, from that moment. And I remember
how interesting.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck, I gotta get into the entertainment industry because that was fucking phenomenal. He has no idea that Rebecca's snorting coke in fucking the room across the hall. And like, and I did this. And
wow.
I don't know. I thought that was kind of cool. It's pretty fucking story. Let's just answer Julia's question because fuck that one.
You draw the vlogs to that moment. So like if you were being interviewed
sure.
by the Kennedy Center, you're getting the Kennedy Center Award.
Yeah.
Casey Neistat goes up there and talks about it.
Yeah,
you could all drop back to that one moment.
No, 100%. That's where it was.
That girl doing coke.
It was how I lied. Do you have any new movies you like?
We just saw Blockers. We watched it in the Trisha and I were
fuck
in
yeah. The cock blockers?
Yeah.
Great.
It was really good.
Really good.
It was really good.
They don't make them like that anymore. It was like old. It was like 2009 comedy.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It was really good. Ike Barinholtz is amazing.
It was so fucking right on. It's with John Cena.
Yeah.
And
Ike Barinholtz and Judd Apatow's wife.
And the girls in it are hilarious. The young girls.
The young girls I didn't know, but they were all really good.
So good. So good.
Did you know the young girls?
I didn't. I did not know the young girls. No.
Is one of them Haley Steinfeld?
No.
Is one of them Ariana Grande?
No, Ariana Grande.
Well, how do you say
it? Is one of them Ariana Grande Canyon?
Is it Grande?
Grande, yeah.
Oh, fuck her. Grande.
Oh, Jesus
you
Christ.
You know what? All you guys have boners for Ariana Grande around
here. Dude, she's
here.
Literally a fucking...
What do you like about her?
She's great.
She's small?
You're a dick.
Doesn't she have people carry her and shit?
What do you mean?
I saw some videos where she like needs to be carried places.
Who cares what she needs?
Why do you like her? Like,
she deserves it.
No, I'm not trying to be a dick. Like, tell me one song. Like, what's like a song that you love?
Can I be honest?
Do you
with
like
you?
Her style?
Can I be honest?
Yeah,
with you?
Yeah, please.
I told you I used to have the biggest like crush on.
Yeah,
Ariana
I know. Grande. I know you have a big boner for Ariana Grande.
Don't say it like that. I used to have a big crush for
You're
Ariana Grande.
Now,
listen, but. I never was like the biggest fan of her music. I literally just thought she was really pretty. It's you know when.
So you think she's pretty?
You know Ryan That's Sheckler? Why? Do you remember when he was a thing?
Who is that?
Ryan Sheckler. He was like a skateboarder.
Yeah.
And no one fucking knew anything about skateboarders.
Yeah.
Like no one knew about tricks and shit. But all the girls would just have his picture in the halls, in their lockers. That's yeah. how I felt about Ariana Grande. Like I didn't know much of her music.
Uh huh.
But I was such a big fan of just like her.
You think she's pretty? Basically,
I think she's really pretty.
Is that you're deducing it to that?
Yeah. But
a lot of pretty people in the world.
Sure, but I just
but you don't like her music.
No, I dig her music.
Name me one song.
But huh?
Name me a song.
You want me to read the Julia thing again? No, I know I can name a couple songs.
Hey, do you know Dove Cameron?
Yeah, I know Dove Cameron. I don't know her personally.
No, you don't.
Why?
If you ever get a chance, Charlie loves Dove Cameron.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure we can get a hold of her.
You gotta fucking surprise Charlie with Dove Cameron. It's like serious,
guys. Dove Cameron, I've definitely heard of her. Dove, can you guys tweet at Dove Cameron, and maybe we can figure this out. Just do it, and you can favorite all the tweets. It'll look really fucking creepy.
I was considering writing, guys.
Tweet at Dove Cameron saying Jason Nash really wants to talk to you. Don't even mention me. Don't mention this podcast.
Oh, they're gonna mess
how old's
up.
Dove Cameron? Like 19?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Just tweet at her and be like, "Hey, Jason. Jason's a really big fan. He wants to get a hold of
don't
you."
Don't do that.
Yep, it's too late,
guys. It's Charlie we're talking about, not Evil David.
I'm cutting that out. I'm cutting the part where you say it's for Charlie.
Hey, can your assistant speak the fuck up?
Yeah, she's.
What is going on?
She's really quiet.
First, she shoots me with a paintball.
But
gun.
I don't want to talk about her behind her back. But what I do want to talk about. But what I do want to talk about is the podcast being over.
What?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Zane just goes, "Thank the fucking Lord." Yeah. Zane opens up like a meal from Panda Express and. A bunch of orange chicken.
He starts sawing wood.
Zane, you can eat now.
Chainsaw. Oh, finally. Just working on my new house. You've been so loud this whole time. Cracking them seeds over there.
They've been pretty quiet.
The seeds are really loud.
There's been... There's a total of five people in this room, including us, and it's just not the first two of us. They've been good. Guys, thank you for listening to the podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe. Tweet me at David Dobrik. Follow Jason on whatever you need to follow him at. Come to our tour.
Come Saturday in Lynn, Massachusetts.
Yeah, come to the Massachusetts one, even if you live far away.
And then we're on to Fort Lauderdale after that.
Yeah, fucking so busy.
Yeah, and that's Zane's home city.
Zane's from there. And if you're Zane's friends, please don't come to the show because it'll be embarrassing.
Why did you tell Zane not to bring his friends to the show?
I just assume my friends listen to your podcast.
Oh, that's funny. That's just so rude. Okay.
Give us a cheer. Take us out.
Take us a cheer?
Yeah.
GOODBYE. Thank you for listening to Views E.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Well done.
Okay, guys. Make sure to go follow the crew on Twitter. Bye. And tweet at Duff Cameron for Jason. Bye, guys. My name's Jeff.